demonstrate that Lashon Hara. Sorry, I'm not ready yet. Wait for the beep. So, Alimud of Sefer Chofetz Chaim is Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Yosef Dov Ben Chayla B'Soich Shor Chayli Yisrael. So the Chofetz Chaim is taking us on a journey through history, and he's trying to teach us that Lashon Hara is at the root of many of the Torahs that we've encountered throughout history. So we discussed already the first day of the creation of man on Erev Shabbos, the sixth day of creation. We talked last week about the Lashon Hara, Sai Mitzad, the Nochosh speaking Moitzi Shemra about the Rabbeinu Shloilom, and the Chorya Chava speaking Lashon Hara to Odom. And that was the Chet Odom Rishon, the first sin in the world. So the next case that we have of apparently obvious Lashon Hara is Yosef. Yosef speaking Lashon Hara about his brothers resulted in the fact that they went down to Mitzrayim and suffered the Avdus. So he said, the Pasuk says, Vayover Yosef, es dibosom ro'o el avihem. That Yosef brought dibosom ro'o el avihem. What is dibosom ro'o? Says Rashi, kol ro'o shahoya ro'ya be'echov b'nei le'o. That anything that he saw that they were doing wrong, yeah, hoya magid lo'aviv. He would tell to his father, he told his father, shahoya oichlin eva min achai. He told his father they were eating Avram Nachaim. And therefore he was punished. As a result of that Lashon Hara, he was punished. So Rashi says that he was punished. Whichever way you learn, even if you learn that the brothers were not doing any Averis, and Yosef were meant lo toyeles, again, there's a lot of discussion as to exactly how you understand it. Yeah, it could be that he didn't do a sufficient investigation, and he wasn't on the chavschus. He saw them doing things which made him think that they were doing something wrong, and as a result of that, but he didn't know for a fact, and he went and told him, Vinishvi, the Torah calls it dibosom ro'o. The Torah calls it lishno bisho. The Lashon of the Targum is, I think, dibhoin bisho. Yeah, dibosom ro'o. And therefore, says the Chofetz Chaim, whichever way you look at it, again, it was already nigzar from the Bris Bein Absorim that they would go into Golos, etc. But sof kosof, the Chofetz Chaim says, I'm just going to read the words because it's not me, it's the Chofetz Chaim saying, however you understand it, he says, the very first exile of the Jewish people was directly related to Lashon Hara. He says, the main reason for the Jews suffering in Egypt, he says, was Lashon Hara. These are the words of the Chofetz Chaim, not me. Yosef spoke Lashon Hara about his brothers, therefore heaven decreed that he would be sold into slavery. Zot the Chofetz Chaim, here you've got chapter number 2, if you like, in the history of the world, when, as a result of Dibosom Ro, as a result of Lashon Hara, we went into Golos. So you've got the Chet Adam Orishan so far, you've got Yosef and his brothers, and tomorrow we'll speak about the Meraglim. Sorry. Right.
2 minutes.
I've got 2 minutes. Though it says 9:20 already. Oh, I'm early. Okay, I don't mind, I'll do it in a couple of minutes.
Thank you.
Okay, so apparently the clock up there is wrong, and we've still got 2 minutes, so we can go on to tomorrow. Tomorrow said we're going to speak. Yeah, so tomorrow came early. Yeah, so tomorrow said we're going to speak. The fact that there were dilturin in the Dosan Aviram spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, Oche Noida Hadovo, that Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that they were speaking Lashon Hara, that they were informers to the king and to his officers, and therefore as a result of that, Moshe would be wanted for the death of the Mitzri. Yeah, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, and Rashi brings it down, that seeing as there are dilturin, there are informers in Klal Yisrael, therefore that's the reason why they haven't yet been zoicha to Geula. The Chofetz Chaim doesn't mention it here. Maybe he mentions it in other places. And tomorrow he goes on, as I said, first time round, to speak about the Meraglim.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sure.
Start today, the Turnaway in Northwest London. Sunday, 11th of Shvat, 25th of January. Navagon, Rook Gabriel, Knopfler, Schlita. Topical theme. This week, the Turnaway is sponsored by the family of Lachman, the Mishmas, Rishayo, then Rabbi Avrom, Shimshon, the Kun of Rocha, and Ziatez on Wednesday. The Rinishmas, Mora Sora Roizer Bas, Rabbi Avrom, the Kun, Ale Asholam. The Ziat side is tomorrow week.
Amen. I mentioned over Shabbos, I can't remember exactly where, but we go through these parshiyos of Yetzias Mitzrayim and now coming on to Kriyas Yamsuf. One has to remember that, and the Chinuch brings it out in quite a powerful way, that Moshe Rabbeinu was told in Parsha Shmos, V'zelecho ois ki yonechi shlachticho boitziach v'esa'om mimitzrayim Tavdu Esa Elikim Alahor Azeh, meaning that the ultimate tachlis and the ultimate goal of the whole process and of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Esa Makos, the Nisim V'Niflois, Kriyas Yamsuf, was only to prepare Klal Yisrael that they should be ruuyim, they should be proper, appropriate kelim to be able to be mekabel, the Torah. One main explanation to that is because if one learns the Gemara at the end of Makkos, so the Gemara says that although in detail Torah is Taryag Mitzvahs, 630 Mitzvahs, and there's 248 Mitzvahs Asei, 365 Lavin, Lois Asei, but nevertheless, the Nevi'im over the Doiras, they try to condense, not Chas V'Sholem, to detract in any way. There's a Baal Tigra, you can't detract, but they try to condense the Kol HaTorah Kulo into a few Yesoides, a few Amudim, which in each one of these Amudim, you'd find in detail the various mitzvahs and the various lavim. For instance, going down, Bo Micho, Vehemidon al Sholosh, the Novi Micho, basically three departments, which covers the whole, encompasses the whole Torah. Mo Hashem Doirish Mimcho, Asois Mishpot, Avas Chesed, Vehatznei Alech Asim Elokecho, three Yesoides. And then the Gemara Fizois, there was another Novi, Bo Chavakuk, Vehemidon al Achas. Hemidon al Achas, one main fundamental Yesoid, which basically covers the whole Torah, Vetzadik be'emunoso yichye. Emunah, bitochen, somebody's perfect, Shlemus in Emunah and bitochen. That be'etem is the Yesoid of Kol HaTorah Kulo. Mashal says that the first of the Aseres HaDibros is Onoichi, Hashem Elokecha Asher Yitzizicho Me'etz Mitzrayim, in the positive term, Onoichi, and Lo Yieh Lecho Elohim Acherim. It's the negative, it's the lav. These two chalokim are basically the omud, the pillar of Emunah in Klal Yisrael, and that covers everything. Bo Chavakuk Ve'emidu Arachas. So therefore, that's one explanation. It was poshut that if Klal Yisrael were preparing themselves towards Matan Torah, the least that they had to do was to perfect themselves, to build up their perfection in the Emunah, in Ribbono Shel Olam, in Bitochen in Ribbono Shel Olam, and that needed the whole matzav, the whole experience of Shibud Mitzrayim, the davening to Ribbono Shel Olam, then the Geula from Mitzrayim, and then they saw that Ribbono Shel Olam was Mekayim, his promises in Bris Ben Absorim, on the one hand, ach vegamas hagoya she avoid don onoychi, and at the same time vachinchin yetsu bechushgodl, and then everything was there to build up their level of bitochen with which they were able to go to matan Torah. So be'emes, it's incumbent on us that when we go through these parshiyos, one has to try, even in the details, to find areas which prepare us for matan Torah. There's a lashon of Rashi. One would imagine that probably the focal posuk in Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is relevant to us at the Yom Hazeh, is the mitzvah which we mekayim bo Hashem every Pesach Leil HaSeder, v'higadeto levincho b'yom ahu leimoil. What? Relate. Ba'avul zeh osa Hashem li b'tzeisim Mitzrayim. Everything that revolves around Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'higadeto levincho. Yeah? Rashi says, what's ba'avul zeh? Because of this. So Rashi says, V'igadto levincho b'yom ahu leimoil, ba'avul zeh she'akayim mitzvoisof. This all happened, ba'avul she'akayim mitzvoisof, that I should fulfill, I should be mekayim these specific mitzvahs. Which ones? Pesach, Matzah, u'morir halolu. Because the Gemara, as we know, in the Haggadah of Pesach, ba'avul zeh lo yomarti, elo b'shor she'ish matzo moroi munochim lefonecho. So Rashi reads that into the posuk, that you should, v'igadto levincho, you should relate levincho, ba'avul zeh, everything that took place was in order that I should mekayim these three mitzvahs. So I'll go back to trying to explain the Rashi a little bit more in breadth. But I want to make a hakdama to that. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Im ein derech eretz, ein Torah. We know the klal, derech eretz kodmo la Torah. Rabbeinu Yonah explains, there's no way that a person can be a container, to be able to be mekabel Torah, if he himself is not pure in his midas. If he hasn't got rid of the negative midas, and chas v'sholem, he's plagued by negative midas, he cannot be considered a keli able to contain to be mekabel Torah. Yeah? Therefore, the least which is expected, the least we anticipated, is derech eretz kodmo la Torah. Derech eretz means midas tovus. Derech eretz means manners. Derech eretz means what other lashonis in Chazal is nimusim. Nimusim derech eretz. Yeah. For instance, I mentioned yesterday, the Gemara tells us in Bava Metzia. Gemara tells us we know that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to be mekabel the Torah, and he was there 40 days. Vayhi shomim Hashem, lechem lo yochal, umayim lo yishoso. Fasted. Moshe didn't eat for 40 days. Didn't eat and drink. So the Gemara tells us in Bava Metzia, why not? He undertook to fast. He was mekabel the Tanya. Why not? So the Gemara says, because let's quote the Hebrew version of when in Rome do as the Romans do. Oliso lekarto, you came to a place, to a town, haloich benimusel. You should conduct yourself the way the mokim, the minig hamokim, you have to go along with the minig hamokim. Sheharei. In Shomayim, there's no achilu shasia. One doesn't eat. Down here, Boretz, is achilu shasia. The malochim up there, they don't eat. But as soon as the malochim came down to Avraham Avinu, they enjoyed the meal. Yeah? Gimel Lashon is Bechardel, they enjoyed the meal there. Moshe Rabbeinu went up there, lechem lo yochal, amayim lo yishoso. So the Gemara, you know why? Because it's Hilchos Derech Eretz. It's Hilchos Derech Eretz to conduct yourself according to the minhag hamokim. The minhag hamokim up there is not to eat. We don't eat. That's derech eretz kodma la'Torah. And interestingly enough, that the Gemara says, Medrash says, that zichru Torah's Moshe Avdi, Torah is synonymous with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicher that Torah is nikras al shmoi, Torah's Moshe. How was he zeicher to that? Ki im b'seiras Hashem heftzoi, the Torah is b'emes Torah's Hashem. What gave Moshe Rabbeinu the credit that Torah was nikras al shmoi? Kimen shenosa nafshe yoleho. He was Moshe Nefesh himself for the Torah. Where was he Moshe Nefesh? 40 days. Lechem lo ochal, mayim lo shoso. He was Moshe Nefesh himself for Torah. Then with that, he got a schus that the Torah was nikras al shemoi. Yeah? According to this Gemara, which we just now mentioned, he wasn't Moshe Nefesh himself directly for Torah. He was Moshe Nefesh himself for manners, for nimusim, for Hilchas derech eretz. There they don't eat, so he also didn't eat. Shteidah amore di gazach. He was Moshe Nefesh himself for derech eretz. Kodmo la Torah. He was zeicher, therefore, that the Torah was nikra al shmoi. Torah is nikra al shmoi. So that's really the pshat in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Im ein derech eretz, ein Torah. If you're not perfect in the minimal derech eretz, which people should appreciate, belongs to the department of derech eretz, you can't be zeicher to Torah. But then the Mishnah carries on, im ein Torah, ein derech eretz. The opposite, im ein Torah, ein derech eretz. So the Rishonim already ask, so what comes first? Is it derech eretz is needed in order to be able to attain Torah, or the other way around, im ein Torah? There's a pshat from the Chosid Yavitz on Pirkei Avos. And the Chosid Yavitz says here a very interesting pshat in the Mishnah. He says, the first derech eretz and the second derech eretz are not referring to the same thing. The first derech eretz, im ein derech eretz ein Torah, is what we consider derech eretz means. Menschlichkeit, midas, manners, that belongs to derech eretz. That's expected from us, even before we learn Torah. He says, we find in the Gemara another expression which is brought out with the word derech eretz. The Gemara says in Brochus that, Gemara asks a kasha, in one pasuk it says, lo yomush sefer Torah azeh mipicho. In other words, if you translate literally, a person has to sit and learn the whole time. That's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, lo yomush. But we say in Kriya Shema every day, even v'hoyem shumoy atishma, atishma, v'asavto d'gonecho, v'siroishcho v'yitzarecho. There's got to be time to do all this. So the Gemara Hokesad, how does this work? So Rabbi Yishmol says, notion from Rabbi Yishmol, that the Torah, he noeg bohem midas derech eretz. The Torah accommodates, the Torah expects that together with the Torah, together with the lo yomo sefer Torah azeh mipicho, you should also conform with derech eretz. Which derech eretz? Rashi says derech eretz is referring to the way the world operates, the way the Bria, Ribbono Shel Olam's creation operates, and you've got to conform with that. And together is the lo yomo sefer Torah azeh mipicho. What does that mean? Sheyehei. When it's time to plow, choyrish b'shaas harisha. When it's time to sow, sheyzoreya b'shaas zriya. When you already have the produce, the products, sheykoytze b'shaas ktsira. That's all part of what derech eretz anticipates, or derech eretz of the world, the way the world operates, expects from us. Zok Rabbi Yishmol, the two psukim is not a contradiction. You have to do both. Whatever is needed for your own survival, what you need to look after yourself, means you have to invest in time to produce parnosa and whatever you need, that you have to do, and the rest is lo yomo sefer Torah azeh mipicho. And Rashi just adds to that, that Why do the two things go together? Because if a person is going to be in a situation where he hasn't got what to eat, so im titztarech lebrios, if he has to go around snoring for himself, if sofach libotel midivrei Torah, you're going to be mevatel yourself anyway from divrei Torah. So the way to guarantee that you'll be able to fulfill the lo yomesh properly is you should make provision for yourself, make time for yourself for that. Yeah. Zokt the Chofetz Chaim. Derech Eretz here in the second part of the Mishnah is referring to this. The way the Ribbono Shel Olam's Bria operates. So he says, there's an interesting pshat. So Klal Yisrael went through 40 years in the Midbar. They didn't have to lift a finger to be able to produce a piece of bread. Ribbono Shel Olam, hineni mamte lahem, this week said, lechem min hashamayim, daily they got lechem min hashamayim, they didn't have to do anything. Bread, rolls, cakes, whatever, everything came in hashamayim, So, the Chosid Yavitz, so the Tana of the Mishnah of Pirkei Avos had a problem. He said, so why can't we have such a bria, such a world, that our bread falls daily min hashamayim? Why is it necessary to have a bria where in order to produce a piece of bread you have to go through the harisha, to go through the zria, to go through the ksira in order to produce a piece of bread? Why couldn't they do it in such a way? So the Chosid Chaim, all this in the one word in the Mishnah. We know, pasuk in Mishli, Torah was ready by the Ribbono Shel Olam 2,000 years before Brias Olam. And not only was Torah there before Brias Olam, but the Lashon of Chazal is Istakel Bo Eraisu Bora Alma, that Ribbono Shel Olam, the blueprint, according to what the Ribbono Shel Olam created the Bria, was according to the Torah. Istakel Bo Eraisu Bora Alma. So the Chazal, what does that mean? So he said, let's say we've got a parasha in the Torah where it says, Lo sachroish b'shoi v'chamoy yachtov. You're not allowed to plow with a shoi and a chamoy yachtov. It's one of the lavin, one of the tariyak mitzvahs, one of the lavin of the Torah. So he says, if the concept of harisha wouldn't be available in the Bria, so there's no way that we'll ever be able to be mekayim this Lo sachroish b'shoi v'chamoy yachtov. So if this is already a mitzvah in the Torah, which preceded Brias Olam, so the Ribbono Shel Olam had to create a Bria which could facilitate this mitzvah. So he had to create a Bria where the concept of Harisha was available today to be mekayim the mitzvah. If there's a mitzvah, uvekutzachem is ktzir atzachem, you have to leave payah. Lo sechala pa'asodcho. So I need a Bria which can facilitate ktsira. So it's got to be the concept of ktsira. So he said, if you look at it that way round, that's what the Tana means. Im ein Torah, if not for Torah, and if not for the areas of Torah, which demand certain areas that the Bria should operate in such a way, then we wouldn't be able, we wouldn't need the Derech Eretz. Im ein Torah, if not for the areas of the Torah which demands all this, then we wouldn't need the Derech Eretz the way we see the Derech Eretz. This Derech Eretz, to get a piece of bread, we wouldn't need Zriya, Harisha, and all that. But Torah was called Murmiyas Oilim, so the Ribbono Shel Olam had to create such a. And he goes on like that. He says, a person could have been created without father and a mother. I mean, the father and mother, or the Mauritian was born without, was created on without a father and mother. That could have carried on the Dairus, even if the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to populate the Bria, could have gone like that. But there's a mitzvah in the Torah, Kabed Asavicha Vesimecho, which preceded Bria Sa'olam. So the only way that one can be Mekayim that mitzvah is there is a metzias of a father and a mother, and a child is born from a father and a mother. I mean, he's got Ovich HaSimecho. Zok to him, Ein Torah, Ein Derech Eretz. The whole metzias of our Bria that we are accustomed to, that we face, we have to remember, Im Ein Torah is Ein. Gemara says in Bava Basra, Gemara tells us, Tunus Rufus Arosha asked Rabbi Kiva the following question. He says, we know mitzvah of tzedakah is a gewaltige mitzvah. Number of psukim, which says that you've got poor people, is that mitzvah for nosin titin loy, va'al yera levavcho besitcho loy. Mitzvah of tzedakah is gewaltig. Yeah. Tunus Rufus asked Rabbi Kiva, im Elokechem oyhev aniyim, if the Ribbono Shel Olam has got a measure of ahava to aniyim, he's got a love to aniyim. Loma inu mefarnasom. So why does Ribbono Shel Olam not supply them with all their tzrochim, with all their needs? Loma inu mefarnasom. Omalei, so Rabbi Kiva answered him, kedei shenitzoil midino shel gehenem, that we, through the schus of the tzedakah, we will be able to be saved from Gehenna. So Rabbi Yerucham, the Mirim Mashgiach, in one of his Shmuzen, he explains these two lines of the Gemara in the following way. He says, in Parshas Mishpotim, just before Sheni, it says, V'rapo Yerape. And the Gemara darshans, V'rapo Yerape, Mikan Shenitan Rishus L'Reife L'Rapois, that a doctor has been permitted, min hashomayim, to treat patients, nitin rishus l'roifei l'rapois. So the Ramban says, why does a doctor need this rishus? So he says, what says? Doctor, normally, if chas v'sholem, somebody becomes not well, somebody becomes ill, so we have to look at it. There must be a reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam made him unwell. Maybe he did something wrong, and Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to offer him either a reminder to do tshuva, or wanted to offer him a means of kapora, so he made him not well. So what right have we got to mix into the Ribbono Shel Olam's cheshbonos? We need permission. Kan shenitin l'roifei rishus l'rapois. Doctors, when the Ribbono Shel Olam makes somebody not well, the Ribbono Shel Olam took into account that there will be the Dr. Harris is available to be able to heal people, right? Zok Rabbi Ruchem, this Tunus Rufus, he knew this Ramban, or he knew that one needs special permission. See, he had the similar question: if Ribbono Shel Olam made poor people aniyim, there must be a reason why Ribbono Shel Olam made them aniyim. What right have we got to mix into it? Im Elokechem oyev aniyim, there we haven't got the pasuk which is there by a doctor. We haven't got that pasuk which gives us a license to get involved in mitzvah tzedakah. So lama inam mefarnasom, he had the same kasha. Omar Le, Rabbi Kiva said to him, I'll explain it to you. He said, you're holding the picture the wrong way round. You think that these people who are aniyim, they have to be aniyim because there's a reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam wants them to be poor. Maybe they did something wrong, maybe there must be a reason for it. So Rabbi Kiva is nicht richtig. Sagt er, in the Torah there's a mitzvah of tzedakah. It's no less of part of the Torah than it's no less part of the Torah than the mitzvah of kibud avraham. There's a mitzvah, choshev, a mitzvah in the Torah tzedakah, which is so choshev that those who have got the schus to be mekayim it is nitzel medina shel gehenom. They can get out of the gehenom. So Ribbono Shel Olam wants to offer us the opportunities of being able to be mekayim or mitzvah and tzedakah. So the only way to facilitate that is by creating aniyim. That's a great aniyim. So Rabbi Kiva said to him, you're holding the picture the wrong way around. You think that there are aniyim, and because there are aniyim, so we have got to get concerned about their welfare. We've got to look after them. It's the other way around. Ribbono Shel Olam wants to give us the schus of tzedakah, and the only way that we've got it is by creating aniyim. So Rav Dessler once said the following. He said, let's think carefully. Wash it in this Gemara. He says, a poor person knocks on the door and he asks you for tzedakah. And Kedarkush and some people stands there for a few moments deliberating. Should I give him? Should I not give him? Just think for a moment that the only reason why he's a poor person is because of you. Ribbono Shel Olam wants to give you the schus of tzedakah, and in order that you should have a schus, Ribbono Shel Olam made this person a poor. So how can you hesitate whether you're going to give him or not give him? Point number one. But point number two, he raised. So in our eyes, it's a little bit against the middle of Yashus. It's a bit unfair. Kum Tachoy is that there's no real reason why these people have to be poor people. Only Ve'evyoin, no vos. I need the mitzvah of Tzoka. So the Ribbono Shel Olam has created them, Aniyim and Evyoinim. Is that Oizgehalten, Tzadik Ve'yoshohu? Is that middle of Yashus? So Rav Dessler Zechoyin of Rocha said, you won't find a teretz in Chazal for this kasha. Because Chazal HaKdoshim, it didn't occur to them even to raise such a question. Why? Because Chazal HaKdoshim appreciated and understood that it's kedai for a neshama to come down into this world and go through a life of anius, a life of evyonus, if he is the generator, if he is the one who generates all the mitzvahs of tzedakah that come through him being an oni ve'evyoin, it's a meiridiges chus, it's kedai for neshama to come down just for that alone. In other words, it's a tachlis for neshama on its own to be the generator of so many mitzvahs of tzedakah, of so many schusim which are menatzel, are people from Medina Shel Gehenim. It's a tachlis on its own. So he says, then maybe your question will be, so why were these people chosen for that tachlis? And Lomazong and other people were chosen for a different tachlis. So that's already not a kasha. The same way as, why are you a kohen and I'm not a kohen? That's already a difference. So each person has got his tafkid. Each person was chosen for his tafkid. And that's that. But to say that it's injustice, chas v'sholem, das kemen izogen. But let's now extend this a bit further. So Hestos, that's the metzias of Ein Torah, Ein Derech Eretz, the metzias of the Derech Eretz, the metzias of Ovni. But it's further than that. Mitzvahs, matzah, umorir. So we would think, yeah, there was a shibud mitzrayim, vayimoraru es chayeyem. There was afterwards a yetzias mitzrayim. They went out, lehispik b'tzeikum lahachmitz, all what we heard in yesterday's time. No, and when we come, leil chamish also benissen, so we commemorate, we make a zikoron for this yontif, and we celebrate. But how do you celebrate? By being Mekayim mitzvahs to remind us of what took on there. Sai the chelik of the shibud, sai the chelik of the cherus. So mitzvahs, matzah moroir, is poshet zecher litzias mitzrayim. But we just now heard that Torah preceded the kriya, the bria sa'olam, by 2,000 years. Yeah? Kum tachoyis, that mitzvahs matzah is one of the taryag mitzvahs. Mitzvahs moroir, at least the one which is together with Korban Pesach, is one of the taryag mitzvahs. Yeah? But the tachlis of these mitzvahs was zecher litzias mitzrayim. In order to facilitate that we should be able to be mekayim the mitzvahs, the Ribbono Shel Olam had to create in the hanhoga of the world, in the hanhoga of the Bria, that Klal Yisrael went to Mitzrayim. And Ribbono Shel Olam had to create a matzav that the Mitzrayim were vayemorer es chayeyem, kedei that eventually we should be able to be mekayim the mitzvah, zecher litzias Mitzrayim. So instead of looking at the picture that there was in the history of Klal Yisrael a Shibud Mitzrayim, there was a Yetzias Mitzrayim, and now we're chugging this, Zecha Oson Nifla Oisov, every year, and therefore we take things which remind us of that. It's wrong. It's the wrong way around. There was these mitzvahs of Masa Morim and Kedei that we should be able to be making these mitzvahs, Ribono Shloim, in the Seder of the history of Kamisog, had to create Shibud Mitzrayim and Yetzias Mitzrayim and all that. So Krashi, V'igad to Levin Chobayim Ha'ulemoy. Das was steht da. V'igad to Levin Chobayim Ha'ulemoy. You want to understand why all this had to happen. What? We're actually relating. Avata V'igad to Levin Chobayim Ha'ulemoy is like the Pasuk says at the beginning of the parasha, Lomar to Saper. But also Levincho, Ben Vincho, everything is Hashem. Yisalalti Ben Mitzrayim, it's a Oisri Sashem Samti Bom. But, punchline, we got to Levincho. We want to explain to them, why did all this have to happen? Ba'avur zeh, osa Hashem li betzeisi mi Mitzrayim, ba'avur she'akayim mitzvus ho'elu, asher b'mekayim Pesach, Masa, Umorir, Halolu, kedei that asher be able to be mekayim it, so Ribono Shel'olam had to set up a whole mahalach of Mitzrayim and Oisos and Moisim and everything. That's the way we have to learn. That's the way we have to learn these psukim. So the Emes is one limud which we have to remember, that Rachmona Litzlan, there are choylim and choylim, which b'nei shloim, for whatever reason, these people are chosen to be choylim. And b'derech klal, one feels for them. One is a noisib oil with them. And mamela, one is mispalo. One is mispalo for the choylim. Especially if it's people you know, especially if it's people who are closer to you. One is mispalo. It could be, and probably is azoi, that we needed opportunities to be mechazik ourselves in tefillah. Maybe our tefillah, our level of tefillah, of avodas tefillah, was by the Ribono Shel Olam not choshev enough. And Ribono Shel Olam wanted to provide us with opportunities of being mechazik ourselves in tefillah. And therefore, he selected certain people and made them into cholim, kedei that we should be nisoyle for the avodah of tefillah. It's their schus. It goes on their credit account. And maybe, like Rav Dessler said about the aniyim, maybe it was a cheshbon hashamayim, it's kedai for them. It's kedai for them to suffer. If through their matzav, they generate such a level of chizuk in tefillah, chizuk in avodas tefillah, maybe it's kedai. But we have to look at it that way. That yitochen, that's why the Ribono Shel Olam did it. Tefillahs don't go li'ibud chas v'sholem. Even however once, the lashon of the Gemara called Hamoiri the Dmois al Odom Kosher, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Soifrom Umenichom Beveis Gnozo. Ribono Shel Olam puts these tefillahs, these Dmois, these tears, puts them into his treasury. Beveis Gnozo. So obviously, normally the Gemara is going on when somebody was nifter and by the Levaya or by Hespedim, one is Moiri Dmois. But could be the pshat. Hamori Dmois al Odom Kosher Nebuch, somebody's not well. And one is Mispalel, one is Mischazik in Tefillah, and one is Mori Dmois. Unfortunately, we don't see that these Dmois have been sort of answered by the Ribono Shel Olam. Shteit in Chazal, every tear, every one of these Dmois never goes le'ibud or not wasted. If we don't see the immediate Peiros, the fruit of these, you should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menichon Beveis Begnozov. These tefillahs and these dmois, Ribono Shel Olam treasures and they put away. And there'll come a time at a certain stage where the Ribono Shel Olam will take these dmois and will answer these dmois and then we'll see the Peiros of it. Ribono Shel Olam should give us the Siyata Deshmaya that we should appreciate these limudim and Be'ez Hashem, Mezol Nishvissim Fun Katzoris, and we should be zeicher to be mechuzik in our tefillah without having to go through the Tzoris.